We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line, transportation correspondent David Curley. Is more questions surrounding the 737 MAX 8 planes. So what exactly did people know before these two tragedies? Did engineers know there were flaws? David, you've spent a lot of time over the course of the last week around these planes. So what are we finding out?
Well, what we know right now is that there was a flaw in a sensor in the first crash, Lion Air, which provided bad information, bad data to the computer, which forced this safety system, an anti-stall system, to nose down the aircraft aggressively. And the Lion Air pilots did not follow the procedure and disconnected. Does that mean the system is flawed? Some people may say the problem with it is that, and aviation doesn't like this in a very important system, that there was one point of failure. It was just one sensor that was bad. It sent the data. Boeing is offering a software update in a couple of weeks, which is going to change that. There will be multiple points of data that would trigger this, not just one. And then there'd be two other changes. In the Lion Air crash, the system kept on re-engaging 21 times. The pilots were fighting the system. They didn't follow procedure and shut it off. They kept on trying to use the automated system. And thirdly, this new software, according to Boeing, will actually not nose down the aircraft quite as aggressively as it does now. Is that a flaw? Some may say yes. Some may sue Boeing because of it, including those who lost relatives in these crashes.
David, some are bringing up the fact that it may be too cozy of a relationship between Boeing and the FAA. What do you think?
Well, I think there will be investigations. The FAA changed this relationship actually a couple of decades ago. They don't have a lot of staff. They don't have everything. And this does happen in the auto industry and rail industry elsewhere, that the manufacturer certifies certain parts of their product. They say, okay, we've done this and this. Usually they divide up the work and say, all right, you take these systems, and we, the FAA, say we want to know about this system, A, B, C, D, and E, and they're responsible for those. Is it a cozy relationship? There will be investigations. We're hearing talk about the Hill. There's a possibility that the Department of Transportation will investigate. There is our reports the Department of Justice is investigating as well. The question is, and I actually filed a Freedom of Information Act request 3.5 months ago on this specific issue and on this MCAS system to the FAA, and I haven't heard back. The question is, was there any pressure to approve that system in this? And we don't know really the answer to that yet.
Looking at a lot of the comments that have come up, some people critical of the way pilots are trained on these planes specifically. We just saw you in a flight simulator with a pilot kind of going through how some of the training works. Are there concerns within the pilot community about the training?
There are concerns. In fact, the simulator pilot that I was just with said, listen, I would want to know how this new system feels in a simulator. Boeing sold this plane to airlines by saying, listen, minimal training and no sim time for your pilots. They can move from the last version of the 737 into the MAX without any of that. Just, I think it was 13 pages on an iPad that you flip through to see the differences. Pilots are unhappy that they didn't know about this added safety feature, the MCAS, as it's called. They say, though, that the procedure is exactly the same, which if you watched our Good Morning America piece, if you don't like what the automation is doing, you shut it off. And in Lion Air, the pilots continued 21 times to use the automation instead of shutting it off and flying the plane manually. The big concern here, I think, is a broader one about automation. Are the pilots relying too much on automation to have their stick and rudder skills, as they're called, diminished because the planes can fly themselves, basically, if you input the correct data and the sensors are working?
All right, boy, really interesting, and I'm going to go back to, and we'll retweet out that link for that simulator that you were just in the 737. David Curley, ABC News transportation correspondent, joining us live this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.